Do you like Blondie? Super hit. Oh, yeah. Glass. You know why it was a super hit, folks?
38 years old?
No, Blondie didn't hit till she was, I think, 29, 30. Heart of Glass came out, which is hashtag old for women at pop music.
Oh, yeah, I guess they're right.
Same with Elvira. Elvira didn't hit till 30.
Long in the tooth.
Yeah. And Heart of Glass was big because it was, that song is like 50% disco, 50% new wave. And so when music was changing
straddling.
Over, she was like, what about this hit that's both, bitch?
What about both of these nuts?
Yeah.
Both of these nasty nuts.
I fucking love Blondie.
She's amazing.
I got that album, Best of Blondie, when I was in high school. Because I was like, I don't know, like Walmart for $10 or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, this music. I love it. I wish there was more of it. Turns out they have a lot of it. So it was.
If you loved Heart of Glass, you're going to love their entire catalog.
Well, that's the problem with liking a new artist is you only like their one album they have and you have to wait for the next one. If you fall in love with some old music,
mama,
buckle up, there's decades.
Buckle up, bitch. Or you fall in love with movies?
Yeah, or just movies. Let's take a break. No, it's too early. We got to talk about Tootsie. We got to fucking talk about Tootsie, bitch. I finally saw Tootsie. I'd never seen it. Let me see you, Tootsie Roll. I was not fucking ready. Honey.
We didn't talk about Tootsie?
I've never seen it until now. Okay. So if I ever did talk about Tootsie, I was pretending I'd seen it. And now I fucking saw it. Okay?
Dustin Hoffman, Terry Garr.
Because honestly, you don't have to see Tootsie. We get it.
Do we though?
I'm gonna cross dress to be on TV. Like we get it.
No, the insurmountable problem. The plot device of insurmountable problem only surmounted by cross dressing. It's so cunty.
One of the boys, Yentl, Tootsie. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Crossfire is the answer. Get the baguette on the TV. I am watching that.
You said crossfiring.
Well, that's when. So in Tootsie, he's an acting teacher. And Terry Garr is his student girlfriend that you're kind of sleeping together. And he's not getting work as a male actor. So he's like, let me try female acting because it's easier. I don't know. I wasn't really clear on why becoming a woman was the move.
Yeah. But he gets cast on a soap, right?
In my opinion.
What?
In my opinion,
you'd fuck Tootsie.
If you need only the suggestion of an audition for a soap to cross dress, mama. That was coming. That was coming, babe. You know what I mean? It's like drag queens who have no paid gigs. They get one unpaid gig and immediately get acrylic nails and shave their eyebrows. It's like, honey, jump aboard the Crossdress Express, diva. Because Miss Fierce and Detective Fierce, bitch, that was coming.
The Trans-Siberian Railway is taking off. Choo-choo.
The Polar Express. It was coming.
Mike, well, how about the truly... I mean, in these movies, most of these movies, Tootsie and Mrs. Doubtfire, for example, these people are not what I would call Pasolina.
Well, Mrs. Doubtfire, I would say yes. But is Mrs. Doubtfire passing? More tonight at 7.
Passing what?
Passing the bar. Passing a stone. She's passing a stone. Well, if you're passing for an old lady, you're passing a stone.
You're passing a stone and you're also... Tootsie.
Tootsie
Would you fuck Tootsie? I know you would. I know you would.
Out of drag Dustin Hoffman, I'm not really attracted to.
What about The Graduate?
No, too short.
Oh, he's like 4'2".
Yeah. So
well, that's how he passed as a woman on the soap. Duh.
And I believe in short kings. I love that. I'm not going to your kingdom. You know what I mean? I believe in short kings. I see you. I believe in you.
I don't fuck with you though.
Yeah.
All drag is valid.
Yeah. If you have to get on your knees to suck my dick and then we need like a yoga, like a block for you to get on.
Oh my God. A little padding.
Yeah. And I don't think we're all the same height laying down. That sounds like necrophilia.
I was just going to say that.
That sounds like necro.
T.
Like, what about, like, I wanted an acting gig, so I had to become a corpse to get fucked to get on TV. Let's take another break.
Guilty.
Basically, there's a few parts I loved, which is Dustin Hoffman he's improvising in the scenes and he's giving the female characters more depth. Because in this series, the females are all wanting to fuck the doctor.
Yeah.
They're all passive.
Yeah.
And he starts going off book and being like, no, I'm not doing that, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's cheating out and going, well, why would she do that? She's a woman with kids. Why would she blah, blah, blah? So he's adding depth to the character, which makes the viewers at home like that character.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of funny because while stealing a role from women,
yeah,
just like Stanley Tucci taking every gay role, I was this close to being a Devil Wears Prada.
every single bald gay role, every bald role, every gay role.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And people get mad about other people doing it, but Stanley Tucci doesn't. No one cares.
Why was he in Burlesque and Devil Wears Prada playing the same exact person?
Always gay. I don't care about gay playing gay. I care about gay playing good job playing gay.
You just have to do a good job.
Yeah.
You just have to play the character. If you're like playing, if you're doing like an action something and you're like, hello, here we go, guys, I'm going to kill you. Like, yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah. Although I live for like, you know, I mean, representation comes in all forms. Mm. But when like Reno 911 was on TV and what's his name, Nick Swardson played Terry, who gets arrested all the time. He's always like, he's the guy who's like, leave me alone, I'm dead.
Wait, he was, but you can play, anybody can play gay, but not anybody gay can play straight. Well, duh.
On Broadway, you can. You're my girlfriend and I love to eat your pussy. Literally. Honey, baby doll, my wife, I love you. I just love you. I think we should get married.
My wife is giving birth. My wife is having a baby right now.
I asked her what her ring size was and she said she wanted a princess cut. I'm like, honey, with those hands. It's so horrible.
The musicality of musicals. Here I am sitting at the chair and talking to you on a microphone. All of my innards want to come spilling out of my mouth onto your body.
My BFA in musical theater, I really think of it as like my dark past.
Well,
I think of it as like Gypsy Rose. Like, I've moved on now and I'm a new person.
And the D is fire.
And the D is fire. Yeah.
No, but there's from my point of view, there's like four. Candor and Ebb.
Of course.
Candor and Ebb.
Yeah.
Candor and Ebb. Cabaret, Chicago, Sweet sort of Charity. Like, so that's Vossi. Wait.
Well, you could love Star Trek and then maybe be turned off by Trekkies. It's a little bit like musical theater people make musical theater uncool.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. And they're always like, what's Candor and Ebb again?
Candor and Ebb is Cabaret, Chicago, anything that's like boom, do, do, boom, boom,
and
boom,
boom, Vossi. Boom, boom. Candor and Ebb and Fosse.
Yes.
Because Fosse's so cunt.
Candor and Ebb, think of like When You're Good to Mama, Life is Chicago, a Cabaret.
Yeah, these are all, and then Sweet Charity.
The Rink.
Yeah,
Sweet Charity, of course.
Boom, boom, boom.
Iconic.
And then, wait, have you seen, I know I've sent it to you probably like 416,000 times, Liza Minnelli in doing that number?
Yeah, yeah. You send it on a loop.
Maybe like once every 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours.
You might have like an auto kind of like send.
I'm like, oh shoot, where am I? Just send you the thing.
I'm on your mailing list.
I need to see you in that outfit like yesterday.
You want to see me in that wig?
No.
Okay, Dina Martino.
Yes.
It would be Dina Martino.
Oh my God. It would be.
We got to go back to Tootsie.
Okay.
He says, there's a part where he's a good actor in the show and he's bringing a lot of life to the character.
Do the voice.
And the other, well, I play Tootsie, girl. It's a kind of bunny.
It's bunny. It's totally bunny.
There's a part where he goes to his agent and he goes up to his agent and he's like, it's me. I got the role. Can you believe it? Because we're supposed to believe no one knows this doesn't happen. And then there's a part where he goes, can you believe it? They almost didn't give me the role because that was almost too feminine.
Bitch, where?
And then I guess
where?
David Silver told me that Dustin Hoffman, because we watched that and we watched Some Like It Hot.
That's what you told me.
Yeah, David told me that she was saying, Dustin Hoffman was saying that she'd never been
flummoxed.
Criticized about like her, she was kind of hurt that people were saying how ugly she was.
Hello, ugly. Yeah, it was hello, ugly.
Which is so, it's like Tyra in the headscarf.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, does drag once, now I know what it's like to be a woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you were a old dog. That was Old Yeller.
Yeah.
And you were confused about you being not a swimsuit cover model?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways it's progressive because he's taking this background 2D women's role and he's making her the star of the show by making her character matter.
Yeah.
And so it's very like pro women in TV the way he creates the star of the show.
Yeah, which is a runaway hit.
Tootsie Lou.
Tootsie.
Him putting on the wig. There's scenes where he has the wig on and he wakes his roommate up who's Bill Murray and is like, what do you think? And I'm just, why is it always the shortest fucking ugliest wig and glasses for female drag? Why not the long unit? Why not the vanity? Why not the Ubaraya?
Why not the Ubaraya in like in a 6:13 or like a 24/6/13 honey mix.
Yeah. A honey blonde with like a root.
Yeah, with a root.
If you and I directed Tootsie, well, she would have been up on a chair with pearls on.
Oh, yeah.
With her long acrylic nails, rubbing her fucking pussy.
Her fucking giant, enormous breastplate with a thing like bikini stringed top that's only like cutting through her giant nipples.
Yes.
Just like in wet. We're spraying her between takes all wet.
The glycerin, not even water. Glycerin. She's soaking wet. Corn syrup. Corn syrup. She looks like she's dipped in maple syrup.
I need to talk about Dune.
Did you see Dune?
Yes, I did.
Before we get to Dune, can I tell you the other piggyback I watched?
Yes.
So after Tootsie, which was crazy, one of my other favorite parts that you and I felt very strongly, I know, there's a part where she's acting and they go in for a tight shot and the producers go, not too tight. That I felt.
It's like, your girlfriend, woof.
Yes. And then David made me watch Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Yeah. Another classic cross-dressing to get on it. Like, it's like The Birdcage.
I don't want to go to jail. That was my first Maryland movie. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen a Maryland movie.
Way. You never said.
Oh, no.
What about Gentlemen Prefer Blonde? You ever seen that one?
Oh, I guess I had seen that.
I know. That is delicioso.
But I'd never really seen a Maryland movie. Okay. Like sitting, really watching it.
Some Like, that's Jack Lemmon and Walt. No.
Janie Lee Kermis's dad. Tony Curtis.
Tony Lee Curtis and
Janie Lee Curtis and a gurney.
So Tony Curtis and then Janie Jimplin or Jackie Jormp-Jomp? Who was the other guy?
Reese something something. No, I don't know. Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, love.
So they were, and they are musicians, yep. And they can't, they see a job posting for an all-girl band.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the solution is crossing.
Cross-dress.
Crossy.
Yes. Crossing over with John Edwards.
Crossing over with Times, Alyssa Edwards.
Yeah, the New York Times crossword puzzle, girl. Baby.
She's a part-time crossing guard, honey. So they're riding on a bus. And in all these movies, what happens is somebody falls in love in their drag character. And everything becomes light lesbian. Because he almost falls in love with Jessica Lange.
Mama, in Terry Gore?
Well, Terry Gart
is his girlfriend. That's his girlfriend.
But then he has a tryst with Jessica Lange.
Yeah.
And she's confused because she's married and she's like, but you're a woman. And
What about the old guy on the soap who can't get enough of Miss Tootsie Lou?
Well, there's tropes. One is accidentally falling in love and then you make the person you're in love with confused by their sexuality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happens in Yentl, happens at all. And the other thing is somebody is completely powerless to your sexuality. Some dude is like, you're the hottest one I've ever seen.
I know.
In Some Like It Hot, it's a billionaire. And the guy is considering staying in drag to be rich. They're like, you're not a woman. And Tony Curtis is like, you're not a woman. And Mr. Lemon's like, well, he's rich.
Mama, if the price is right.
That's the house of hidden meanings.
I want to talk to you about Allstora. Mary, I need to tell you. I need to tell you about it. The Chinese Theater saw me. I was seated for that
fucking
show.
The TCL.
The Chinese
is that what it
Theater.
Is?
Oh yeah.
I just call it the TLC Theater. And that's
the TLC
not right.
Theater. Yeah. The two live crew or T-Boz Left Eye and Chili Theater.
The crazy, sexy, cool AMC stub. Yeah.
But wait, also Two Live Crew. Do you remember Two Live Crew? Before your time. Rap band? Two Live Crew? Anybody? Bueller, okay. Dune, the costume designery on that fucking film.
Did you like it as much as Dune 1?
I shat in the mother toilet. I ate and shat in the, I loved it just as much. I actually loved it more because there was more action and a lot more of range of characters. It was so visually like, I was chomping. The Harkonnens, the bald people that both you and I look
people
like.
People keep tagging us as Austin Butler, which
thank you.
But even Austin Butler with no eyebrows, we're not exactly on that level.
Honey, there is a scene, his first scene, he is, he plays a psychopath from this evil world where everybody's black and white. It's like a UV sun, it's so fierce. It's a shot of him shirtless and jacked, and it is, I was like, I will be jerking it to that later on. Mm-hmm. Jerking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was so, it was like a goth person's, for the costumes and the vibe, it was like H.R. Geiger, like all inspired design. It was so, it was just, it was a feast for the eyeballs, and I can't get enough of
it. How long is it?
It's 3 fucking hours long.
Is that
okay?
It's
a little too long for me in the theater, let me tell you that, honey.
Austin Butler.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want, when, once the, I could tell when the movie was ending, I was like this. I mean, I loved every moment of it, but I was like this, and I went to that bathroom, so I was like Wile E. Coyote with a dust cloud going to the bathroom.
To pee.
Because I'm not going to leave.
Yeah.
Do you leave the theater
never
to go? Never. What's
never
the point?
I've never walked out of a movie and I've never left to pee.
I've only walked out of one movie in my, two movies. In six. I've watched out a bunch of movies.
Because what if I miss the thing, the moment?
Oh, 100%.
What are you supposed to do? Come back and turn to the person next to you and go, what did I miss?
Yeah, loudly, loudly. Or ask the person behind you, hey, I was in the bathroom. What, you know? It was, I walked out of Hanging Up with Diane Keaton, Meg Ryan, and Annette Bening. Hanging Up. Oh. Horrible film. Horrible film.
Not on level, not on Dune level.
No. That film is the what I think turned me into a drug addict.
Just kidding. So if we watch in reverse, we break
hanging,
the
hanging,
curse.
Hanging, what's the opposite of Hanging Up?
You wish holding to have the on curse reversed, you need a certain potion first.
Pushing down.
Yeah, pushing down.
Horrible film. And Nora Ephron.
And fuck Into the Woods.
You know what? I want you to say, because this is my crack. We have people say these oatmeal
woods
cookies are like crack. That to me, my ears is like crack. Say it again.
Fuck Into the Woods.
That's one hot pleasure for me.
Fuck Into the Woods.
Fuck Into the Woods. That fuck that shit. Fuck it right in the pussy.
The milk is white as snow. I can't take
you,
it.
And your pants are black and shoes are white. And here we are sitting in a room dunking on the podcast.
I can't take it.
It's like Sweeney Todd also, go get fucked.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
Yeah.
But less so than Into the Woods. Into the Woods can go fuck itself up the butt.
It sure can.
With a
and
hemorrhoid.
I know it's high quality.
Oh, who can,
but I don't like it.
That's fine.
I don't like it. I wish it was over.
I wish this movie never existed so I wouldn't have to. Yeah.
Can we talk trauma? I need to tell you about what happened at the pit stop.
What?
I was leaving the pit stop and I wore this like little pink sequin disco. It was the kind of mini dress with tits built in, that one I showed you where it's like lays perfectly flush to my skin.
Love that.
Apparently, between the driver, the PAs, Brandon, and me, the dress got put in the back of the car and it was raining and the driver pushed close on the door, and as the door was closing, it fell into the street in a garment bag, and they have footage at Paramount of an unhoused individual just grabbing it.
Love that.
So I just am out like a $500 custom dress.
But look on the bright side. That unhoused person, I say homeless, is up.
I say outdoorsy.
Yes. Mountain people.
We're not supposed to say homeless. Is unhoused okay?
So I am of the opinion, this is just my opinion, by the way. Unhoused, I believe, is a euphemism. I find it patronizing.
Homeless also, I don't know, it's in some ways is more sad and more real. This person doesn't have a home.
Yeah,
a home base.
It's like
a house, fuck a house.
Unhoused, like as
a building.
That sounds like the kind of verbiage that is like sanitized in order to like not treat a problem. You know
right
what I mean? Yeah,
not having a building, yeah, it sucks. But like not having a mental spiritual place that's a home is like, I think that's more what we should feel. I don't know. We should speak for the homeless, outdoorsy.
The outdoorsy. I can speak for mountain people.
Tiny home people. Van life.
Home people.
There's a lot of van life people in West Hollywood.
Well,
van life.
What is that life? Van life?
Van City Reynolds.
Mama. Van City Reynolds.
Well, some people want to live outside, which is fine. I mean, they want to live in a van.
Do you like camping?
No.
Yeah.
No. I'd rather live in a van.
Have you shat in the woods? Is the past tense of shit shat, or have you shit in the woods?
When I did the marathon,
have you shit in the woods?
Had a hemorrhoid and I had a preparation H suppository up my ass during the marathon, and actually shit out the suppository during the run. I had to wipe my ass with a leaf in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, in the broad daylight. It's 48 degrees outside.
Accidentally?
Yeah. Yeah. So that dress is gone. And I just hope whoever stole it is a size 14. And since it has breasts sewn into it, I hope they
wish you about a size 14.
No breasts.
Wish you about a size 14.
Exactly. I hope they're a size 14 with no breasts.
I hope Frederica Bimmel gets it. Yeah, I hope Frederica Bimmel's wearing it in the well right now.
I had to call Amy and be like, can you remake this? I guess pick a different pink because I don't want a copy of it, but like that dress is gone.
It's okay. It's okay. Things happen. At least you got your legs.
If anybody who has it is listening to this,
yes, please,
I'm willing to
give it to me and I'll sell it back to her.
I'm willing to negotiate.
She's willing to suck your cock.
Yeah, you want to see your daughter alive again? Like, I want to see my dress again.
We're going to get Liam Neeson on the case. Taken. Wait, I need you to know about Dune again.
Tell me about it.
I need you to know how.
Did you get to see Rebecca Ferguson?
I sure did.
And she's in it again.
She ate and shit all over them.
Mr. Timothée?
Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée.
Took a shit in the mother toilet.
Got it.
He was giving full, it was full on Nell. It was good. He was great. He's the least, he's a lovely guy, little bird boy. Apparently he's got a big swinging dong that he gave syphilis to a whole bunch of people at NYU. It's just hearsay. But he's he is very serviceable as the lead role. Wonderful actor. It's all the other characters though that really get my fucking juices flowing. Rebecca Ferguson eating, shitting in the mother toilet. Literally, she's mother, Reverend Mother.
Did you see the guy at the theater on a hoverboard in that Dunes thing?
Riding the sandworm?
Live.
Fucking live. Yeah, I loved that it was like people would clap at the end of the movie. I'm like, they're not here, you know?
Right.
Have you ever experienced that? That's a new thing for me. People clapping at the end of a film in a cinema where the director-
They do
the
it
cast,
in LA. Like, have you ever been to a premiere?
Well, the premiere is different. In premieres,
every credit rolls, film by, in the beginning, when it's like film by, they clap for everything.
Okay, that's cool though, because they're there though.
Yeah.
But clapping at the end, I think is funny. It's like, I know we all got to go to the bathroom. Where y'all playing at?
Oh, in LA, they sit and watch the whole credits.
Well, I'm
they
not.
They watch the whole mama, credits.
That's crazy. The only thing that was
Do
not
you also
crazy.
Like open a candy bar and eat the wrapper? Like, what are you talking about?
I have my cereal box. I just put it in my mouth.
Yeah. Even if your husband is like stunt woman one, well, wife, I don't know. Even they're going to turn and be like, we don't have to wait for my fucking name.
No.
I promise I'm in it.
No, my God. That is so insufferable. Although the only thing is that sometimes, you know, in those Marvel fucking movies, there's always like a Easter egg at the end of the credits. But in the Terrifier part two,
yeah.
If you happen to, after 2.5 hours of brutality, if you happen to just find yourself planted in that theater seat, you were treated to the most wonderful little post-credit epilogue, where a woman was scrawling in vagina blood on an asylum wall and then gave birth to a severed head. Bonk, 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 beat it up.
Was she in a sparkly dress?
She's about a size 14.
She's a size 14. I got to tell you one more thing before. Well, we're not even that far into it, I guess. Mm. Our guest today is here who's really good. Hello.
No, she smells like shit.
Yeah, tune in next week because the guest is fierce.
The guest is Hunty.
Yeah, it's fierce. It's fierce. Hi, it is fierce. It's fierce. It in general as a theory is fierce, but this person is also fierce.
She's serving.
I got to tell you something not as good as Dune happened to
me.
So, you know, I've been having some health problems. Yes. My mobility is very limited. Thank you.
Sorry. It's just funny. That's funny.
Yeah, I think it's super funny.
No, it's just funny the way you said it.
Is that like semantic? Should I say like problems of the health?
No, I think you should say, you know, I've been ill.
Unhealthy American.
You know, I've been ill.
I've been ill.
Ill.
And my mobility has been somewhat limited. So I've had to find special ways to get to work and things, right?
Wheelchair.
Not a wheelchair. Okay. But last week I got a service where they pick me up at the house, drive me to LAX, a different building where there's a secret lounge.
Oh my God.
We get there. They take my ID and my bags and they just sit me down in a lounge and I eat breakfast and they do all the ticketing, the baggage. I don't even participate. Then they say, Mr. Ferguson, if you're finished with your breakfast, we'd love to take you to the plane now. They put me in a car, drove me on the tarmac to the side of the plane, and I just walked up the stairs and sat in my seat. There was no TSA. I didn't even go in LAX.
Mama, you don't you dare say this out loud on the pod.
No.
The secret is out, hunty.
It was...
The secret is out.
Because I've had some walking problems, it was life-changing because I didn't have to walk through the fucking airport.
What about going to Heathrow? Could you imagine?
Well, could you imagine? They don't have it at every airport.
No, but I mean, but like with your, like not being ambulatory.
I would have to get help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So on the way back, yes, 2 days ago, get this. I land, I get the same service, but in reverse. I get, the plane stops. I get off the plane. Right when I get off the plane, they have a sign.
Eject button.
They put me in a car on the tarmac where they had a meal for me. And they drove me straight to my house with my bags. No baggage claim.
Was this like $1 million? Like $1 million.
No bra.
No panties.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like a PJ.
It was a lot of money.
It sounds like
money.
A PJ.
It was a lot of money. Yeah. Just the service, the car thing to pick me up on the tarmac and drive me to the house was like $800.
That's actually not as much as I was going to guess.
But the car, even if I just got a car service, that's a few hundred. And if it saves me having to walk through the airport at this moment in my life, I was like, let's just splurge on it.
Yeah. Have you taken a private jet?
Never.
Never.
Have you?
Once.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
It was for an Urban Decay gig a long time ago, and it was so strange.
Urban Decay flew you private mm-hmm. to Vegas? Mm-hmm.
To Vegas and New Orleans and another place. We took it, I think, twice or two or three times. It was wild.
Urban Decay, if you could send me Browblade and Cafe Kitty, I think I could get a few brow pencils since you're flying this sack of shit all over private.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was like very strange. It was a small plane though. That's the only thing that's a little rickety. Small planes is a little scary.
Yeah.
But you're just boop, boop, boopy doop. It's weird.
But the fantasy of not even going into LAX.
Well, that's the fantasy.
And I got off the plane. They already had my bags off the plane and put me in an SUV and drove me straight to my house. Why no baggage claim?
Let me ask you this. This is something that I truly think about a lot since we both have had the opportunity and the good fortune to travel a lot and most often at other people's expense. Hello.
Yeah.
Why don't they have a tranquilizer service? Mama, like
Fifth Element.
Yes.
Have a good flight, Mr. Dallas. Push the button.
Like they need it. This is where they need that service.
And
they
nerve gas,
anything. Like literally, Movado watch. You know, like champagne, cocaine. What was that? The Puerto Vallarta.
I want the Michael Jackson propofol.
Yes.
What about this audio clip of Michael Jackson? Oh please stop it. That's not true. They made it up. They lie.
My shoulder
is dislocated. I can only move it to here.
That's you on the plane.
My shoulder. Entirely. I need a ride and also some breakfast, please.
Yeah, entirely.
I'm so hungry and I cannot walk.
But that's me. I'm grateful I got in the car and it was a room temp crudité with Thai noodles. I said, what the fuck is this? Because I don't want to cheat on my vegetarianism, but I've been having a pretty hardcore anemia. So I've been introducing chicken into my diet to try to balance everything out. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say I'm going to do it forever, but let me tell you something about Miss Chicken.
Miss Chicken?
And I love, I clucked a lot of years not eating animals.
Clucked a lot of years, I thought what you said.
So I hope I've bought myself a few months of maybe rebalancing my diet here.
Well, it's not a moral issue. Well,
it is for me.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
But if I shut down the fact that that's Miss Cluck Cluck, that's Miss Chicken Run. Mm-hmm.
She's delicious.
Have you ever fucking had like a Wendy's chicken sandwich?
Yeah,
have you ever had a Chipotle burrito with chicken?
Now I
feel like somebody who's talking about doing drugs having sex. I'm like, have you ever got your pussy ate on meth?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now I'm like,
but also you need to dream bigger chicken wise, girl, because you've only scratched the surface. If like Wendy's and Chipotle is the heaven point of heaven, the point of like the climax, there's a whole other level. There's an elevator goes all the way up, baby. Chicken cordon bleu, chicken cacciatore, chicken parmesan. I mean, come on. Miss Chicken.
I've been eating chicken.
I've been doing chicken stuff.
Don't you get back here, you bitch. Our guest is leaving.
Sorry,
we're not hot and young enough for you, you bitch. Taco Bell's here, Miss Chicken.
Oh, speaking of, do they feed you at home?
No. Who's they? The royal they?
Who's they? God?
Well, my brother's here and he is feeding.
He's staying with you?
Uh-huh.
Is Graham here?
No, it's just my brother. My brother's just like a little like week of retreat. He's on retreat in my pergola.
He's retreating
meditating.
To you.
Meditating.
He's coming to live with you to calm down.
I know, Mama. That tells you that's a portent, an ominous portent of his home life. A week.
My brother's coming this week. I'm not kidding.
It's so weird. Oh, well, they know each other though. I think they're hanging out tonight. They fucking the PT and the lawyer.
My brother's visiting.
The lawyer?
Yeah.
He's going to give you some legal advice?
Well, I'm trying to hang out with him.
Yeah?
Because we've kind of like been...
What do you all do together?
I think we've been lukewarm on each other for the first like 30 years of life. And we're trying to like... Trying to stage something.
I know what you can do. Spicy chicken salad.
Girl, I'm trying to kind of January 6th our relationship. Like, go in, feel up storm it. You know, like...
Feel up Nancy Pelosi's big Italian titties.
Yes. Wait, did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene and all her, do you see the clip of Joe Biden reacting to Marjorie Taylor Greene?
And I did not, but I think you must show it to me at once.
She's in a red, like, Make America Great Again hat, in a red fucking shirt, in a red blazer with all these buttons that say crazy shit. I think it says, like, say her name, which I think is her name. Like, it doesn't even matter. And Joe Biden turns and sees her. And once in a while, Joe Biden does high comedy. Okay. The way all old people do.
Of course.
Joe Biden turns and sees her and just goes, like, to her outfit. And she's standing there in all red, like, and what? Which I don't think you're allowed to go to those type of events and wear, like, you can't do, like, Macy Gray, a gown that says my album drops January 6th or whatever.
Right.
Macy
Gray, my album drops.
Well, do you remember when Macy Gray had that gown that says she went to like a Grammys with a gown that said my album drops and the date? Yeah.
I really don't like, you know, I don't like fashion statements.
At the end of Love is Blind, this girl had, she had writing embroidered into her veil.
Could you see it though?
I thought of you first. Okay. Because you hate writing on clothes.
I hate like, it's like, this is different. When you're making that?
I don't remember.
Love that.
Yeah.
And when someone's at the Oscars and they're trying to make a political statement with their like gown or whatever, I'm like,
yeah.
You're probably worth $30 million. Why don't you fix the problem, bitch?
Didn't they do something at an award show a few years ago where everyone wore a color?
All the women wore black in paying sort of in solidarity for the Me Too movement, which I thought was interesting. But you know what also is interesting? I watched this clip of a super clip of stars thanking Harvey Weinstein in their acceptance speeches at the Oscars. Isn't that wild? Everyone.
No, because part of the hush of that is I also have to pretend to be grateful.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like two things can be true at the same time. He can produce really amazing pictures and also be a horrible monster.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I feel that way about, I don't know if we've talked about this, but a couple years ago, I discovered the music of Marilyn Manson. I'd never heard it really. Oh, yeah. He always scared me. Mm. And in 2018 or something, 2020.
That late?
Yeah. Whoa. I listened to some of his records for the first time and I was like, this music is great. Mm-hmm. And the more I looked into it, I was like, oh, he's kind of doing drag. I was like, this is kind of gay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find out more about Marilyn Manson. And then I found out, oh, that album you like? Let me tell you, that's never going to, like, you're not allowed to, you're not going to be tweeting about that today.
No. Yeah, you definitely, I mean, it's like.
But it made me retroactively wish when I was a young gay kid, I had seen through the spook and been like, drag.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was into him like when his EP Smells Like Children came out before he got super glam draggy. And it's funny, obviously, you know, the cycle of music is so interesting that like drag is always factored in.
Yeah.
Like Poison, Whitesnake, those guys, Mary, they were doing more drag than Drag Race.
T.
Brett Michaels, not Brett Michaels.
Dee Snider follows me on Twitter.
Dee Snider. Tommy Lee. Brett, not Brett.
Kiss,
duh, right. Yeah. I mean, they have more makeup than Trinity the Tuck Taylor has on.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a couple more things to talk to you about because I only have one with you today before our guest. And I haven't seen you in a while, so I actually have some good things.
Yes, girl.
Okay.
Oh, haven't seen each other in a while, girl. I missed you, girl.
Oh,
girl.
All I want to talk about is celebrities with you lately. Have you seen the clip of Anne Hathaway taking pictures with fans?
No.
Okay. She gets out of a car and all these fans rush her. Mm-hmm. This is a two-part story. There's this one story where this guy, his thing is going up to pop stars and singing their music in their face. And he does it all the time. And there's this clip of Billie Eilish seeing him and go, oh no. And she goes, I'm not going to sit here and let you sing at me, bro.
So fierce. I love her.
So fierce.
I've recently sort of discovered her. I'm kind of late to the party.
Oh, that Oscar
so good.
Is deserved. That What Was I Made For song makes me cry every time I hear it. It's my favorite part of the Barbie movie was that song.
I mean, this is going to be the bridge between... our episode and our guest, but she, so Labada famously ripped off her song Bad Guy, the melody. And I was like, I watched the video, the music video for Bad Guy recently. And I was like, oh, so little girl, you're a genius. Mm-hmm. Little girl, yeah, girl.
The lyrics,
the music video is, or then.
She has two Oscars. Mama, she's like 22 years old.
Mama, the video and song for, what's the song? The sleep paralysis one, something, a friend, bury a friend. Have you seen that shit?
No.
Fucking, you better go, you better take your bony ass out of that chair and go watch it right away. Miss Health Problem.
Miss, I gotta tell
Miss Elliot.
Girl, not you. I'm not gonna let you sing you, bro. Love it.
She goes, oh no.
And then she goes, I'm not gonna let you sing at me, bro. She's like, I'm not gonna stand here and listen to you sing, bro.
She's cunt. She is cunty.
So Anne Hathaway gets out of his car and everyone runs at her and she goes, everyone stop. Everyone take a few paces back. I will come to you. There is no need to rush. We will do this one at a time. Thank you.
Yes, Eileen, do it.
She freezes them with their star power and goes, there's no urgency. I see all of you, and we're going to take these photos.
Yeah.
And you don't have to swarm me for that to happen.
Yeah. If you come at me one more inch, I will take my claw and rip out your trachea and then stuck it up my pussy.
But
Annie Hathaway.
I thought you would like that.
I love it. Can you send me the clip?
I'll send it to you.
I love it.
Yeah.
Annie Hathaway is so cuntilicious.diva.com.
I'll send it to you. There's another phenomenon on the internet that I have interest in, which is videos about military dads surprising kids who don't know their home.
Like pranking them though?
No. No, yeah, like the kid is, let's say, in class and the teacher goes, oh, we have a special guest today. And the dad walks in uniform and the kid didn't know the dad was coming home from Iraq or whatever.
Whoa.
But my question is, obviously porn? The mom knows.
Porn? Oh.
So the mom is going, no, don't tell him. Let's film it.
I think that's also—
That feels fucked.
That's fucked and also hugely humiliatingly embarrassing. Like, do you remember when we were in Salt Lake City and all the Mormon people are welcoming their people back from whatever?
All are welcome.
It was like, y'all are in a cult. This is creepy. Although I would fuck all of you.
I have Mormon underwear on today. This is what they wear in the porn. This is what they wear in the porn.
No, they're long. They're long. They're full body.
Oh.
Nice try, Annie. Oh. Stop.
Blur it out.
Take a breath.
Yeah, start. Take a breath.
We'll do this one at a time.
I have one pair of white boxer shorts. Whenever I wear them, I'm like, Mormon.
I hope that the camera caught you at the back of your butt and it was just brown and red. Shit and blood stains.
Now that I can't run, do you know how embarrassed I am of my lower body right now?
No, tell us.
Miss Tiny Stick Legs, Miss Flatbutt.
Miss Flatbutt, Miss Ill.
Miss Flatbutt, Miss Tiny Stick Legs.
Miss Elliot.
Have you ever thought I was in bad shape before?
Oh, shit. Well,
you know who I've been seeing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We're not supposed to say his name. I asked him today.
Oh, okay. Jake. Yeah.
He's been doing what he calls restorative stretching.
Yeah.
And it's been very beneficial, but you know.
Yeah. Okay, we gotta wrap it up.
I asked.
In short.
It's 38 minutes. Can I have 5 more minutes?
Oh my God. Jesus. Well, it's like we don't have a guest waiting.
My other thing was, why do twins look different? We don't have to do the end part. We don't have to.
No, I want to talk about fraternal versus identical.
Twins look different as they get older. Why?
Well,
sun damage, diet choices.
Wait, what?
Twin children look like twins. And then twins in their 40s, you're like, oh yeah, you used to be identical. Then one of you took the high road or something.
Well, I don't know.
And that's the end of the pod.
No, I'm not done with that.
That's not a good story.
No, shut up. Fraternal twins, that's the real tea.
Well, do you know the difference?
Yeah, identical is identical. Fraternals, they're twins, but
fraternal,
they look—
Fraternal, the two eggs get—
Yeah, split.
Certified.
Certified.
Whatever.
Fresh by Rotten Tomatoes.
Fresh by Rotten Tomatoes. And in identical, one cell divides.
Okay. Fierce. I didn't know that.
Identical. So that's the difference.
Like, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yes.
But our high school was just rotten with twins. It was like twins everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. You swing a bag and you hit a bunch of twins in my high school. Oh yeah.
What do you think about like triplets? Cause that's
disgusting.
Fucking crazy too.
Disgusting.
But imagine if there was me and then two people look just like me around.
No. Three times, that's too much. That's DTM, doing too much. I would kill it. It wouldn't let her reach. I wouldn't let her when transition
you were a kid,
to any gender.
Did you wish you had a twin?
No.
I used to wish I had a twin. I thought it was so cool.
No, because I, like I said, there were so many twins around and I knew they're up to no good.
Well, I think growing up, my financial situation, I was like, I'm glad that I'm not a twin. And then my mom was like, let's have two more. And I'm like, well, you should have just had a twin, bitch.
I mean,
twin drag queens?
Mary Kay.
Oh, I guess it exists.
Paprika
and turmeric or whatever.
Yeah, paprika and turmeric. Yeah. Coriander and
thyme and allspice. Yeah.
Coriander and turmeric.
Coriander and turmeric. B12 and fish oil. Whatever. I don't know.
Johns Hopkins in Columbia University.
Speaking of, on my wellness journey, you know I'm Courtney Act with my vitamins.
Well, yes. Okay, great.
I drink that AG1 every day, and I take so many fish oils, many of all that.
That's great. That's great. However, and listen, I don't take this advice. I've just learned it. But it's better to get all your nutrients from food if you can.
I'm also trying to do that.
Yeah, yeah. That's the bet.
Kale.
Yes.
Skin of blackberries.
Oh, okay, Miss Skin. Skims.
Smoothies.
Wait. Last thing, I swear to God. BMW. Spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
I have had this.
See, spaghetti, that one doesn't really make sense
to
me.
So I'm not super, there's this girl on Instagram and TikTok who I am now completely obsessed. It is now a penetrating vocal stim, whatever you call that, that repetitive echolalia type of thing. I cannot stop saying it. She's a Vietnamese and she has a hilarious TikTok where she speaks in this like outrageously or exaggerated Vietnamese accent saying like, I mean, can I just play?
Of course.
Okay. It's so funny. It's just so funny. It's like,
it tickles the ear to hear like how somebody would pronounce hamburger if they're not an English speaker first.
It is, you know what I mean? It's so funny. I can't deal with it.
Spaghetti, I don't get though. She says, spaghetti.
So it's there's no like, anything you don't combine those consonant sounds apparently. But I mean,
interesting.
It's like
accent. Can you say these names in Vietnamese? Woman, God, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Google, Victoria's Secret, Netflix, Hermes, Dolce & Gabbana, Dior, CK, Converse. La Côte, Uber, Wendy, Burger King, Lexus, Honda, Kia, BMW, Hennessy, Henneken.
It has like a bounce to it.
It's incredibly
beautiful. It's kind of
elastic. And her boyfriend's in the shower like going, no, it's so funny. She is so funny. But Vietnamese is a language I'm not at all familiar with. At all. At all. You're joking.
No, in Downsizing, she plays a Vietnamese refugee who
she was Vietnamese.
Parents,
okay.
And she speaks with that accent the whole movie.
Even in Thailand when I was there, obviously different languages are different. Breaking news. Wild. BMW.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of languages, this next guest.
Yeah, we're talking only in Spanish.
See you next week.
Okay. Bye.